I speak to you in the name of God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This Sunday is the last Sunday of our current church year. This is our New Year's Eve. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, when the church's liturgical year begins again. The calendar year, of course, as you know, begins in January, but the church's year is next week for the first Sunday of Advent. So on this New Year's Eve, it's a time for us to think about, as we look back at the year gone by and look ahead at the year, who are we? Who are we in Jesus? Who are we in Christ? Who are we as a people following Jesus and His teachings? What does it mean to us living in 2017? And the gospel reading today is very powerful. And it made me think, as we as a community are welcoming refugees into our country, how powerful it is that these people are weak and desperate who come to us in Canada. For God has blessed us with a very good land. And sometimes we get overwhelmed with our little bit of everyday concerns, and we tend to be a little selfish. But when we think of the world as a whole, think of that whole globe that's here beside me, we are blessed. And we are blessed also that Jesus loves us. That Jesus has taught us, and as we've said before, the Word of God is not the Bible. The Word of God is Jesus. And Jesus speaking today is powerful, reminding us what our role and our mission is as followers of Jesus. This Sunday used to be called Christ the King Sunday. It's now called the Reign of Christ. But it has a similar idea, the mastery of Jesus for all of us. And also, I believe, the word of Jesus is mastery in all of the world. For Jesus' primary word is love. God is love, and we are called to live in that love and to express that love in our relationships with ourselves and with everybody else, as well as to God. And so, we need to think about what does this mean? I mean, when we think about the universe, and this is what we look like from outer space, looking back at us, people in Jesus' time never saw that. They would have no idea. They thought the world was flat. But now we know we are a little speck in the universe. A beautiful little speck, but still a speck in the universe. And when it's not raining, go and look at the stars at night, and we see the stars, we're looking at a time machine. For the light of the brightest sun near us that we see coming to us as a star actually left that star about the time of Jesus' ministry on this earth. So we're looking backwards. The sun we see today, it takes 9 minutes for that light beam to come to us here on earth. So we're always looking backwards. But as we look backwards into the universe, a universe that's getting bigger, we have to think about the majesty of God, the beauty of God, and the beauty of God living in us. You may have missed it in the reading today, because it's hard to follow when you're just hearing it orally. But what Paul is saying to the Ephesians is that we are, as a community, God on earth. We are the body of Jesus. We, together as a body, and all other Christians with us, we are called to be the body of Jesus. And so, as the body of Jesus, we are seen to be divine. Now, I don't know when you get up in the morning how often you think to yourself, I'm a divine person. But you are. We are all divine. We all have the spark of God within us. And that spark of God is something that we have to remind ourselves of, because there's a lot of times we don't feel very sparky. But nevertheless, we are. And that's the key to spirituality. I believe that we have to start, especially as we know more about science, as we know more about the earth, we know more about what goes on in the earth, and also as we see around us what's happening to this beautiful planet, Earth, our island home, what's happening to it, that we have to start redeveloping our spirituality. Seeing our spirituality that will live forward. We have a baby with us this morning. I want that baby when he, hard to tell in baby's clothing sometimes, when, at least they always said that about me. My mother used to love to dress me in pink. So you can imagine what comments I got. Can't help your mother, you know. But we love her anyway. But when he grows up, I want him to have faith as well. That we have to start re-imaging our faith so it makes sense. The folks in Jesus' time didn't see that round globe. They thought it was flat. But we are moving to a new age. And if we don't look at how we image our spirituality, people may lose it. In fact, there are some denominations that have held on to a very rigid interpretation of the Bible and a very rigid understanding of who they are that are losing tremendous numbers of people. The Southern Baptist Convention in the last 15 years, and these are their numbers, not mine, have gone from 19 million people down to 4 million people in the United States. That's a tremendous loss in that period of time. Those people, who knows where they're going? But they have lost faith. They have lost their own essence of following Jesus. So it's in paramount, I believe, that we start to rethink and reproclaim who we are as members of the body of Jesus. Spirituality is fundamental to all of us. And I want to think about a new definition of spirituality this morning. And it's true, and there's been a lot of study done. You can actually map some of this. If you give people, put them in a brain scan, you can actually see it happening. Spirituality helps people seek and express meaning and purpose. People who have somehow disregarded spirituality are washing around trying to find purpose. They try to find purpose in material things. Black Friday, for some people, was a spiritual experience last week. But that's not true spirituality that is sustainable. It doesn't help you express and find meaning and purpose. Also, spirituality, people experience a connectedness to the moment, to themselves, to others, to nature, and to the sacred. We all have a need to be connected. We have a need to find a connectedness to something that's greater than ourselves, but also a connectedness to ourselves. And so we need to see that and help people find that and nurture that in their lives. Spirituality is vitally important. Here's some things that go with this. People have an innate need of meaning and purpose. They have a need for love and harmonious relationships. They have a need of forgiveness. They have a need for the source of hope and strength, a need for trust, and the need for expression of personal beliefs and values, and a need for a spiritual practice and expression of the concept of the holy other. Maybe they find that in creativity. But there's something beyond themselves. A friend of mine says, you know, there's so much controversy around using God because the word God has been so misused, especially with the ISIS fighters and things like that. He says, I don't call God God anymore. I call in my prayers Gus. God for me is Gus. Great universal spirit. And that great universal spirit connects me to the universe, to everybody on the planet, and to all things. and I am connected. And I live in the midst of that connectedness. And I kind of like that, you know. It's Gus, great universal spirit. Because so many tragedies have been done in the name of God historically that I don't even want to repeat them. They're so violent. But that's not the doing of God. That's the doing of humanity. So today, as we think about this, the reign of Jesus, or the reign of Christ, we need to find a new term. And I challenged the Bible study this morning to come up with a name. And we thrashed around a lot of names. And I hope I don't embarrass you, Carol. But Carol came up with Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And I would suggest, or Jesus, the light of the world. And I love that. Today should be known that way. Or if you want to get bigger, you can say that this Sunday should be Jesus, the light of the universe. That God's love is Jesus. And Jesus calls us to love. And so today, as we think about all the readings, we think about ourselves, we think about the year past, and as we go forward into the new year, I hope that the coming year will be the year of love. The year where we practice and proclaim love for ourselves, for each other, and for the world. And I pray today that as we receive the sacrament, the broken body of Jesus symbolically, that we also remember that we are called to love and to heal as Jesus loves and heals. May God bless us all. Amen.